Welcome back to a community corner here on 95.7 KQWC on this Thursday morning. Sports Director Quinn Douglas bringing you this community corner with talking with a friend of mine about a fun new event that is happening actually a month from today over in Fort Dodge on the campus of Iowa Central. The Hardwood Classic is making its inaugural debut at Iowa Central. A two-weekend event happening that's highlighting high school basketball, girls and boys across the state. And we have the, I guess you can call him the founder of this Hardwood Classic at Iowa Central. Trevor Arnold is joining us. And Trevor, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about this new event coming to Fort Dodge.
Great to be here. Look forward to sharing all the information everybody needs to know about the Hardwood Classic.
So I know, Trevor, I know we talked a lot. We talked a lot during the process of getting this put together. And for those that maybe aren't fully aware of where the genesis of this idea comes from, I can kind of add in a little bit. You know, there, in Eastern Iowa, there's a big event called Rivalry Saturday that happens every year over at formerly known as the U.S. Cellular Arena. I think it's the Alliant Powerhouse now over in Cedar Rapids, where it's nonstop basketball from 10 a.m. in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, high school games, and it can be teams coming from all over the state. So how were you able to take the genesis of what Rivalry Saturday is over in Eastern Iowa and apply that here to what you guys are putting on over at Hodges Fieldhouse in Iowa Central?
Well, Scott Monk's kind of the founder of the Rivalry Saturday that he holds over in Eastern Iowa, and I worked at Maquoketa Valley with Scott. And when I left Maquoketa Valley and came over here to Algona, I wanted to kind of take that idea to Western Iowa because it just wasn't something that was done over here. Everybody kind of knows about Rivalry Saturday if you know anything about high school girls basketball in the state of Iowa. So I wanted to kind of replicate that over here, and it took me a couple years to get the urge to really do it. And this last spring, I said, you know what, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to make it happen. So just started making some phone calls, and lucky enough to have a connection to Dr. Jesse Ulrich, the president of Iowa Central, and kind of pitched him the idea. And he said, you bet, let's make it happen. And he hooked me up with Guy Horn, who was the assistant AD at the time at Iowa Central. And now he is the official AD at head AD at Iowa Central. And we got together and sat down and talked and figured out a plan real quick that it was going to work and set up a couple dates. And originally it was only one, but as soon as we got going, and had over 80-some teams in the state of Iowa interested in playing, and even a few outside the state, decided, yep, we probably need to go to two. So we made the leap and went from one to two before we've even made one happen, but we're happy we did, and we're working our way towards day one on December 13th and looking forward to it.
And you talk about how many teams you heard from that were interested in taking part of this first ever Hardwood Classic coming up in December. And, you know, I think a lot of people are curious about how a process of getting a hold of so many teams works, and, you know, how do you decipher who plays who when you get to that point and stuff even before that. Just if you could talk to people through a little bit about how the process of going out and contacting these teams worked for you in this event, and just how things sort of carried from there, from the contact process to all the way down to setting up these matchups.
Well, like I said, with my experience of helping Scott Monk a couple of those 4 years that I was over at Maquoketa Valley, helping him set it up a little bit, and my time spent as an AD in the state of Iowa, I've got a decent amount of connections and knowing how to use Bound properly to find emails and things like that and get contacts of people I don't know made it easy as well. But Jeff Linder, who also has a big hand in how matchups are set and working with Scott on Rivalry Saturday, I leaned on both those guys a lot for a lot of questions. But it really comes down to putting it out to every AD and girls basketball and boys basketball coach in the whole state of Iowa. And that initial email sparked interest, obviously, and then finding out who wants to play and which of the dates it would work, and matching teams up based on with the number one goal overall of finding the best teams possible. People don't want to come watch a 30-point blowout. So The whole point is to try to find two teams that, one, will agree to play each other. And there was a few times where it didn't work out because one team didn't necessarily want to play said team for various reasons, all valid. But there were a couple matchups that didn't come to fruition. and hoping to maybe get those teams back next year, but it just didn't happen for one reason or another. But at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of coaches out there that are willing to play anybody anywhere. And those are the people that I tried to reward in a way. You know, if they have a quality team coming back, and I use some preseason and postseason rankings, and what happened last year comes into play some. And at the end of the day, if you've got a quality team and you're willing to play somebody, there's a good chance you're going to get in, even though there's only 24 total teams in this. Like I said, there was over 80-some programs, boys and girls total, that that wanted to play. And, you know, it stinks for some of those that were more than qualified, that were top-ranked teams, maybe possibly number three or whatever in their class, and it just didn't work out for one reason or another. But, you know, at the end of the day, we had more than enough teams to pick from to make quality matchups. And, you know, trying to match teams up that maybe either complemented each other and put two, let's say, really, really athletic teams against each other, or maybe a team that has great guards and the other team has great bigs. And having a contrast there, some of that came into play as well. But bottom line, at the end of the day, finding the best possible teams to play, that it worked out matchup-wise, and I think we came up with a pretty darn good slate with 21 out of the 24 teams are in the preseason rankings and expected to have good years.
And with obviously with having this event, you know, we talked about going back to the Rivalry Saturday over in Eastern Iowa. That's really a girls only type event. You definitely made an emphasis to include the boys, you know, involved in this. And the first Saturday, it's girl heavy on the 13th with four girls matchups, two boys matchups. But that 20th, that following Saturday, there's a number of boys matchups. You know, you got a 1A semifinal rematch with Madryn and St. Edmund. You've got West Lyon, a very good team out of two-way, taking on Center Point Urbana, and that's also, you got a 4-2 in terms of girls and boys. But how was the process in being able to work the boys into this event while looking and using the method, or the template that Rivalry Saturday used, being able to work the boys into it as well, as, you know, being a pretty girl heavy event?
Well, I will say this. Kudos to the girls' side more so than the boys' side. There were more girls' teams willing to come and compete against top-level teams. And I'll be honest, as a former boys' varsity basketball coach, I was a little disappointed in the number of boys' teams that were willing to come over and play other top-ranked teams. So kudos to the girls' side. Those coaches, out of the 80-some, it was definitely heavily in favor of the girls out of those teams that were willing to come and play whoever. But at the end of the day, we found some really good boys matchups too. And, you know, having the number one team in St. Ed's and the number one team in the Carroll Kemper boys that are going to be there, Clear Lake's highly ranked as well. You got the Garrigan boys, Green Rapids Bayards in the top 10. Like, there's some very, very good boys matchups that I'm looking forward to. You know, you got all those athletes that West Lyon has, and Center Point Urbana, you know, kudos to those guys. Coaching change, but those guys haven't figured out. They're a bunch of athletes that play in the WAMAC, so I'm kind of counting on that WAMAC talent depth that's going to help bring CPU over here and compete against a really, really good West Lyon team.
And of course, when we get to the day of these tournaments again, they begin, or these rivalry Hardwood Classics begin Saturday, December 13th. First games at 10 a.m. at Hodges Fieldhouse on the campus of Iowa Central, and then on December 20th, that first game is at 10 a.m. at Hodges Fieldhouse as well. And what are some other information, Trevor, out there that you and the folks at Iowa Central want people to know about coming up to these rivalry Saturday games, starting a month from today?
Well, I got to thank Iowa Central first. You know, some random guy to most people coming in saying, hey, I want to come run an event at your school. You know, and obviously there's some questions that go with that. And I had a few connections, but not great ones and not deep ones that people knew me that well. But, you know, through some conversations, you figure out there are people like-minded that like to get things done and make things happen and do things as well as humanly possible. That's the whole goal. The big thing for Iowa Central is, you know, hopefully we're going to have 22,000 plus people on campus over the course of these two Saturdays. So getting families on campus to see how greatly improved that Iowa Central campus is. I know it's a long ways from what it was back when I was in high school in the early 2000s, all the new buildings and all the new things that they got going on, the great programs that they have, being able to get people on campus, future student, prospective students and parents of those kids on campus, whether it be for the athletic facilities or just for the academic side of it, you get more comfortable with the campus, hey, you're probably going to think about going to school there a little bit more. So it's a big-time recruiting weekend for Iowa Central to have all these people there and see their facilities and enjoy the time that they have there. But then I got three great sponsors right now. Elite Sports out of Williamsburg, you know, they've helped do a lot of things for this, and we've got some good things going that people will see when they're on site that day and on the 13th and the 20th to see what Elite Sports has done for the event. Along with Elite Awards, we'll give an MVP of each game. Player of the game will be presented at the end of each of the 12 games. And then Billy Offerman, State Farm, a good friend of mine here in Algona. He's been a big part of helping get this thing going too, behind the scenes with me, and got some things going for the kids to make the event just that much more memorable and a cool deal for them to be able to participate in it, make it a little bit of an exclusive thing that not everybody's getting what they're getting. So it's kind of a cool deal that the schools have helped out with that. And, you know, I'm big. I loved my time as an AD, and I loved running events and making them successful and involving as many people as possible that makes sense. And we've got a lot of people with their hands in on this to make it a really, really cool experience that, you know, the plan is year one goes well, we're going to go right back to year two. And actually talking to another school right now about a potential another event next winter for more high school basketball games. So this thing's kind of blowing up in a good way, and we hope to make December 13th and 20th as great as possible as we can for as many people as possible, and cross our fingers that we get some good weather. So teams traveling from Clarinda and Sloan, Iowa, and Center Point, Urbana, and all the places we have people coming from for these games, Springville, Iowa, they can get there with no issues at all and enjoy a great day of basketball.
All right, Trevor, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on Community Corner and talking more about the Hardwood Classic at Iowa Central. Again, that's coming up December 13th and December 20th. Those are Saturdays, 10 a.m. basketball, pretty much all the way till about 8 o'clock or 8:30 at night. So if you want full days of basketball, we've got that coming up beginning a month from today. So, Trevor, again, thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. And I'm sure we'll talk again here before the Hardwood Classic gets up and going a month from today.
Appreciate it, Quinn. Look forward to getting this thing going.
All right, that was Trevor Arnold talking about the Hardwood Classic coming up at Iowa Central a month from today, December 13th, at Hodges Fieldhouse on the campus of Iowa Central Community College. Great high school basketball games will be coming up on the 13th and 20th of December on the campus of Iowa Central. This has been Community Corner here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas will take you back here to regular programming.